Yes, really cool.
All right. Now, do you ever use the expression, or we talk about hunting dogs or something like that, and you might say to someone, hey, those are, what kind of dogs? Those are, would you ever use the expression that those are real dogs?
Good hunting dogs. I'm not much of a hunter. I don't get out into that much.
Do you fish?
No, sir.
You don't hunt or fish. No, what do you do for recreation?
Work.
Is that all?
That's all I know.
Okay. Listen, that's the whole thing. I just wish you'd do one more thing for me, and then I'll leave, okay?
Okay.
Would you just tell me you showed me that medal, and would you just tell me what happened again? Tell me the story of that, what you were doing when...
I was riding up the street on a bicycle and saw a horse coming down the street running away with two women, a little girl in it. And I started to run the same way the horse was going before he got to me. And I caught him by the bridle, brought him to stop.
Yeah, but now it was a little tougher than that, wasn't it, when you...
Yeah, he took me... as fast as I could run till I could stop him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I jerked him and...
You said he wet you along, though, didn't he?
Yeah, partially dragged.
Were you just coming along and you saw this and got off your bicycle?
Yeah.
And chased it?
Saw him coming down the street and I ran him off. Started to run the same way he had come before he got to me and I ran into him.
I see. What kind of a buggy was it? Or was it a buggy or a
buggy?
Wagon?
Buggy. Regular buggy.
Mm-hmm. And then you told me another interesting thing. You told me that you didn't know anything about it
for about 4 years.
Is that right?
That's right. And a lady saw me catch him. Then she had turned all this in, all the witness and everything herself, meant to keep it a secret from me. And she died in that time of it.
And it took 4 years, and then they
well, they didn't come around for about 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Is about 1918 or 1994. And
uh-huh.
I caught the horse 1950.
Uh-huh. How old were you at the time?
22.
Uh-huh.
A single man then.
Uh-huh.
I was married at 23.
I see.
But I was married when they come around to see me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You were about 25 or 26 then, I guess, huh?
Well, when they come around.
Uh-huh.
No, I was 22. Yeah, he was around 24.
Now, did they just come into town, or did they write you, or?
The rural people out here. Uh-huh. They come in, the horse got frightened going down the street here.
Uh-huh. Did the Carnegie Foundation, though, did they write a letter to you, or?
No, they never wrote me nothing in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even have their correspondence with all this lady. She's keeping it a secret. She died in the time of it. Now.
I see. And then they just announced it in the paper.
That's the first I knew it.
You said you saw it in the paper.
After the man come here and investigated it, you know,
uh-huh.
He came here about a month later. Why, it's in the national paper, Banner.
Did he talk to you when he investigated it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Were you injured at all?
Not a bit.
Scratched up? Or?
No, not a speck. Not a thing.
I see. Well, that's good.
The new bomb.
Well, that's great. Listen, I sure appreciate this, Mr.
I don't know what you
take, take the time. No, you were a lot of help, and I sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, don't know what you get out of all of this.
Well, I did a good sample, you see, of your speech. That's exactly what I wanted. There you go. And one other thing, you told me you were the election board.
Purchase and Finance Commission.
Yeah.
Not the election board, Purchase and Finance Commission and Mayor of Dayton.
I see. Weren't you something with the draft board.
Yes, I was on it until I become 75 years old and I'd served 25 years. Well, same year.
But you didn't, did you have any other jobs? Did you ever do any other civic jobs or?
I was chairman of school board, city school board for about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had my part of three jobs. Yeah. My